Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In today's episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about caring and being interested. This is a super important subject as far as I'm concerned, and it's something that I learned about 5 years ago now when I went on my trip to Israel, actually before I went away on my trip to Israel. You see, for a really long time, I believed that the definition of love was a great friendship, respect, trust, which by definition means lack of any feelings of jealousy, and chemistry. You know, those hormonal attractions, those frenemies. And while that is a fairly decent definition of love, I learned that there was one that was more important. Because you see, there's a lot of people who are in relationships, and I'm not just speaking about intimate relationships like with a partner. I'm speaking about all relationships, like friends and family and extended family, and even mentors and employers and bosses and all these people that we surround ourselves with. These people that we include in our lives are so important to the way that we feel about ourselves and who we are in this world that it's important to feel that they care about us and they're interested in what we are doing in our lives. Just as it's really important for you to care and be interested about those people who you say you love in your life. So, 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with a mentionoma brain tumor. And there were three solutions to the issue. One was to do nothing, which hardly seemed viable, given the fact that I had experienced some double vision, which is how we found it in the first place. And yes, the double vision went away even before it was treated. The second way was a surgery, but because of where it was located, near the pituitary gland, veins, arteries, nerves, you know, just little problems like that were in the way, so they wouldn't be able to get the whole thing out. So I opted to do something called proton therapy at Mass General Hospital, where they shot some protons of hydrogen molecules into my brain in three different places, right, left, and center. The treatment itself took about 20 seconds total, I think. Although the setup was 20 minutes and it took as long as it took for my turn to come up to get to lie down on the contraption that would hold me in place so they could do this wonderful treatment for me. Actually, the people there were wonderful. However, it was because of the brain tumor that I was speaking with my cousin Bill Fern, who at that time was 79 years old, so substantially older than me. And I had told him in person at his home about what was going on with me and how scared I was that I might lose my mind because I had worked really hard to learn all the stuff I've learned and had learned how to treat people with addictions in a way so that they didn't go back to their addictions. And at that time, I had 5 years of success with my eating disorders, meaning anorexics and bulimics, my sex addicts. And I had one year with the drug addict that I had worked with. Because I knew that the meningioma wasn't going to kill me. It wasn't life-threatening. But it was invading the way my brain was operating. And that was rather disconcerting, to say the least. So I brought with me two recipes. One was my own recipe for Suzanne's fluffy cheesecake with many different kinds of crust and flavors of filling and toppings. And the other was my grandmother Anne Fern's, my father's mother's, cabbage soup recipe, which once you started eating it, was impossible to stop. It was that good. The one of the recipes for a new recipe book he was doing for the Fern family. And then I had him read my then ex-drug addict's testimonial of the work that we had done together. It was about 8 pages typed out. And I sat quietly while he read it and explained what was going on with me. And as a result of that conversation, he felt moved. That was his word, to send me on my trip to Israel, because that's really what I wanted. I wanted to go over there to do healing work, but he said, and he was correct, it was illegal for me to do hypnosis. I could probably do NLP, but not hypnosis as a non-licensed person. So he said he was more than happy to send me over to Israel. He gave me some homework, and he told me that it was going to be a journey for me to just take care of myself, to see the entire country, it's only the size of New Jersey, as he put it, to meet my family members that he had found in the 12 and a half years of research he had done the genealogy on his father's side of the family, which was my father's side of the family, and to go to the Wailing Wall. Because every time he'd been there, and he'd been there many, many times over the years, there was a spiritual experience, and he didn't know what mine was, but that's what I needed to do. Then he added something else that was really important. He said, you know, Suzanne, this is a gift. You don't have to count to me where the money's going. It's yours. And I don't want you to feel forced to, but I'd really appreciate it if you'd email me periodically how you're doing and what you're up to. And of course, if you have any questions, I can be of any assistance, let me know. More than happy to help you out any way I can. More than anything else, though, Suzanne, I care about you, and I am interested in how you are doing. So please let me know. This was a regular reframe that I heard from him before the trip, during the trip, in the emails that we sent back and forth. I sent him weekly updates about how I was processing my thoughts and dealing with what I was dealing with, and all the places I went, and the suggestions of his I took, the family members I met, and I figured that was the least I could do for his investment in my health and well-being, giving me this priceless pilgrimage of my own to sort of fall off the face of the earth for what ended up being 3 months, about 2.5 weeks in Australia doing a coaching assist in NLP, and then going straight from Australia to Israel for 2.5 months of basically processing my own health, well-being, and doing all the stuff you told me to do. And it was a wonderful, wonderful journey. Now, the reason that this mattered so dearly to me, and I brought this up to him right before I moved out here to California, I went and I visited him down in Connecticut, was because there are so many times when people say they love somebody, and yet they don't take 2 seconds to shut up, listen, and truly hear what that person who they say they love has to say. The tonality, the content, the context, what it is that they need or require or asking for. You see, this is the thing. What Bill Fern told me, listen to his phraseology. He said, Suzanne, I feel moved to give you this trip to Israel because I care about you and I'm interested in you and what you're doing. I told him that that was my new definition of love, because I've had too many relationships where people like to overtalk or people don't like to hear what other people have to say. And I'm not necessarily talking about myself, although in the past it was a problem. I'll admit, as articulate as I can be, people would just overtalk me or just ignore me or just tell me I wasn't thinking and feeling the things that I was thinking and feeling. And by the way, stop doing that in people's lives if you're doing that. People's feelings and thoughts are their own. They need to be validated. And then from there, you can give constructive input, suggestions, word it as a suggestion, because you care about them and are interested in their well-being. And then you can get through. It was really fun because Bill Fern turned all colors of red and embarrassment, as I knew he would, when I shared this idea, this notion of this new definition of love that he had given me. Now, there's a reason why people overtalk other people, don't listen, don't hear other folks, don't take the advice given or the suggestions, even when they ask for it. And the main reasons, as far as I can tell, is one, they don't love themselves enough to actually listen to themselves. And this I learned from the story of the two Hawaiians that I like to tell. It's in my book, Learnings from My Journey, that you can get on Amazon.com for minimal cost to you. Where I was waiting for my trainers to show up for this intensive that I was doing for my own personal development with eight other people, as it turned out, two of them being Hawaiians who sat behind me. One Hawaiian made the comment, no one ever listens to me. The other Hawaiian said, do you listen to yourself? Man, the bell started going off in my mind, and that's when I realized I wasn't listening to me and what I needed and wanted in my life. I was too busy dancing around everybody else's agenda and doing the things that I was asked to do or felt that were necessary to do or whatever. And I was always future-pacing myself to do these ridiculous things that just didn't have anything to do with who I am or ever was as a person. And so the biggest gift that I got, at least from that conversation those two Hawaiians had that very first day of that training, was to start listening to me. And yes, I will take in the suggestions and the advice of people who I ask and of those who I respect, because if you don't respect the person giving you the advice, there's no reason to listen to it. Don't have to like them, just respect them. And from there, which was many years before this whole conversation with Bill Fern, that was back in February of 2004, and my conversation with Bill Fern, the original one, was actually June of 2009. Just to be really clear on the timing of all of this. See, I had an interesting conversation, well, actually two separate conversations, with two different women yesterday, New Year's Eve, as I was driving around doing my errands. And the first one was from a person, it was really just texting back and forth, actually. She's going through a really hard time. She showed up for my meetup, and her daughter's in crisis, as far as I can tell from what she told me, and is easily within my ability to help her clear her issue. I do believe in a matter of moments, simply because she's willing to listen, learn, follow simple directions, and does so with great grace and gratitude. Those are the people that anyone is willing to help out, as Bill was willing to give me that trip. Second of all, The second conversation I had was with a woman who I met at a training. And this was had on the phone. And she had asked me some advice about how to go about building her business because she's having a hard time doing it right now. And I explained that this is a really bad time of year to expect clients to show up because they're doing their family responsibilities and a lot of people are traveling and, you know, people have other things to do. And if people are doing bookkeeping, accounting, and finance, it's the end of the year. So they don't have time to worry about what you need to make your bills. They're just doing what they got to do in their own lives. And as a service person, it is our job to understand these things. We are there to be of service, not to complain about what our clients aren't able to do in our time frame. So I expressed to her, yeah, there are times when it's troubling and hard, and that's when you need to ask for help from the people who support you in what you're doing. And if you don't have any of those, you need to go find them or figure out why you don't have them. And I explained to her how a few months ago I had a very hard time and one of my friends showed up with $400 in my bank account because I asked for it to make my rent. Because times can be difficult sometimes, especially now when things are fairly expensive. Well, actually back then the gas prices were double what they are now. Well, not maybe not double, but they were, you know, around here we were paying $4 a gallon, or pretty close too, just to go anywhere. Now it's more like $2.79, $2.89 a gallon. And that makes a difference. And it's expensive living in California. We call it the sun tax. However, if you're doing something of value, you'll have people around you who will help you, so long as you're willing to receive. Well, she got a little upset with me and told me I wasn't supporting her and the people that she was talking to weren't supporting her because all she wanted was support. And that was another issue. I don't really know this woman that well. And frankly, my way of supporting people is doing reality checks. I don't sit there and listen to people whine, cry, and complain at all. Never did and won't. Especially now, knowing what I know. And I'm certainly not going to sit there and have someone tell me when they ask me my advice and I give it to them to complain that that's not the answer they want. Because as I told her, the only input I can give you is based on my own experience. That's it. There is no other experience to give you advice from. She did send me an email telling me that she got the message and thanked me and wished me a happy new year. And then this morning I get another email asking me if I know anyone who will give her $100,000 so that she can disrupt the healthcare system. Her phraseology, not mine. Well, I've been disrupting the healthcare system since, well, I would say 1993 when I didn't like what I saw in conventional healthcare and mental health. And it's not an easy road. And certainly working very hard to disrupt the way that addictions are being treated because what is going on today is nothing short of extortion, as far as I'm concerned, from people who are not licensed or certified to do the work that they say that they're there to do, and yet the insurance companies and families pay them tens of thousands of dollars to have these rotating doors of addiction so-called treatment. And so I texted her 3 or 4 emails as my thoughts came in. And the bottom line was basically, you know, you need to prove that you actually know what you're doing. You need to have a system that's proven to work. You need to have a specific niche that you're working within with proven solutions over years. And you need to apply that which you know to yourself to help you get the answers you need to move forward. And you need a team. But most of all, if you can't take care of yourself, what makes you think someone's going to give you $100,000 to do something that sounds like nothing? Because it's too ambiguous. And I didn't even get into the whole affair of having a business plan. Truthfully, I didn't think about it until after the fact, and I had already sent her too many emails, so that was it. But my goal here was to give her a reality check on 3 or 4 different levels of understanding. Because this is the thing. We need to be congruent in what we're doing with our lives. We need to be honest with ourselves before we ask other people to take a stand for us. We need to be willing to hear the suggestions and advice that are given when we ask for it. If we respect the person, otherwise, why are you bothering that person? I'm wasting your time doing so, as I expressed to her in one of my first texts to her. And you need to be realistic, at least in terms of how you're going to go about getting your project off the ground. And I know this because years ago, I wanted to set up a nonprofit. And I was told by my bookkeeper, she has an MBA from Babson College, a very excellent school in business. And she said, until or unless I'm making enough money in my business, I don't have a way to set up a nonprofit, not really. And I respect her, and I believe what she's saying. And so I needed to go back and create money for myself to live off of. That's what I needed to do. It was straight talk, you know? And now I believe I have a business plan that is more workable to make the nonprofit come into being. Because that's really what I want. That's what I care about more than anything else in the world, helping our disenfranchised youth learn about the magnificence they have inside themselves, stop any self-destructive thoughts and behaviors, and get them in line with their compelling future so they can be happy, productive individuals, which make our world a hell of a lot happier and more productive going forward. That's my dream. That's my mission. First and foremost, I love working with kids. They're great. They're malleable. They listen. They do what they're told. Well, at least 98% of them, from my experience. Whereas adults sometimes get so stuck in their own stories, or they get so stuck in not wanting to hear the truth of someone who's come before them, or the truth of somebody that cares enough to tell them the damn truth. Because this is the other thing. The Kabbalists say it's a lot easier just to be friendly and positive with people, play with them, have a good time, than to tell them the things they need to hear. They didn't say want to hear, they said need to hear. And I'm here to be of service to the people who enter my life. To whatever degree, they're willing to do what they need to do to learn and grow the way that I'm forced to every single day. Because trust me, if I am not of service to myself first, there is no way in hell I'm going to be of any service to anybody else. Rule number one, that was pointed out in a really tough situation many years ago when I had a client come in to have a recording made, and I was going through a horrible time in my marriage, and I was in a really bad space emotionally, and he told me when he called back to ask me to re-record the thing, he said, you know, Suzanne, it would have been better to cancel the session and reschedule it instead of going forward. And that is a learning that I took to heart. And this is a gentleman who sent me 2 people close to him, his older brother and his daughter, to get work done after that affair. All right? So I learned my lesson. But you can't learn if you're not willing to perk up your ears and listen to the people who truly care about you and believe in you. And you know who those people are, because they don't sit there and tell you what you're thinking and feeling. They tell you what they know from their own wisdom. And let me tell you something. I don't give a damn how old or young they are. I've learned some really, pretty brilliant things from very young kids. But my favorite right now is my godson. He's 27 years old, just turned. He's so positive and helpful and loving and caring and sharing. And it goes back and forth. I helped him through a really hard time when he was around 14, 15 years old. I've always actually been there for him from the age of 2 on. And we have an adult-to-adult relationship now, and it's beautiful. He calls, he texts me all the time, talks about coming out here to California in June. He has his flight. He's had it, well, he had it 9 months before he was due to come out here because he really likes it out here, and we have it great time having our adventures and our fun together. So anyway, Bill Fern tells me the hard stuff, you know? He tells me what I gotta hear, you know? If I'm gonna work with people, I need contracts, and I need to make sure I get paid regularly, and I need to make sure that I don't let people who drag me down, even if it's my family members, have the ability to do so anymore. Because hell, as he said, you had a brain tumor. It's not enough to let you know what you need to do next. So, caring and being interested in the person or persons you have in your lives is done by being present, hearing what they're saying, hearing what they're not saying, listening between the lines of what they're saying, and holding them accountable to themselves. Because it's really easy to blame the world for our problems. But the world doesn't care about our problems. The world has too many of its own problems, especially for the people in it. Keep that in the back of your mind. Whenever you're with another person, especially one that you profess to love, and ask yourself, am I being present? Am I caring enough for that other person to say I truly love them? Am I seriously interested in what's going on in their lives and what they're interested in or not? And if you're unable to do that with at least 2 to 5 people in your world, I suggest you get some help for yourself so you can learn how to love yourself by caring and being interested in who you are as a person and what you're here to do in your own life. Because it all begins with who? You. Thank you for spending your time with me, listening to this podcast. And it'd be really helpful if you would go over to iTunes and Stitcher.com and give an honest rating of the podcast so that more people will find it. I do this in service to you, my listener. Happy New Year. If you had found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.